And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 4th of May, 2017. It's the birthday of Agnes Fay Morgan, born Peoria, 1884, taught for many years at the University of California in Berkeley. She was an expert on nutrition, wrote more than 250 scientific papers, responsible for much of what we know about the vitamins in food. It's the birthday of the father of public education, Horace Mann, born in Franklin, Massachusetts, 1796, the man who said, "Education is our only political safety. Outside of this ark, all is deluge." He was self-educated, learned by reading books at his local library. He was accepted into Brown University, graduated in 3 years, valedictorian. And in 1837, when Massachusetts created the first board of education in the country, he was appointed secretary. Inspected all the schools in the state, gave lectures, talked about the benefits of a common school education, and he spearheaded the common school movement, promising all children a basic education funded by taxes. Peter Minuit landed on the island of Manhattan on this date in 1626. The Dutch had had a trading post on Governor's Island for a couple of years, and in 1625 they started building Fort Amsterdam on Manhattan. So Minuit arrived to find a small village already in place, more land being cleared. There were great stands of hickory, oak, and chestnut trees among the grasslands, the salt marshes of Manhattan. Times Square was a red maple swamp. A creek ran through Midtown. On the west side of the island, there was a cemetery, a small farm, an orchard, and two wealthy estates. Most of the houses were built along the East River. The main street was an old Indian path running from the southern tip of the island north to what is now City Hall Park. First, it was called Herestraat, Gentleman Street, but eventually it came to be known as Breedeweg, which became the name we know it by today, Broadway. Here's a poem for today by Carrie Shippers, Kindred Spirit. My father doesn't say ghost, though I know he's haunted. Instead, he says, when they let Uncle Marion out of that hospital, he didn't even move the same. He said they tried to take his stories. He loves his 15 uncles fiercely. Nearly all of them drank, did time in prison or mental hospitals, died before 40. When Marion was 20, a judge offered him the Navy or prison. He couldn't swim, so he ran away. Then prison or the army. Marching hurt his feet. The third time he picked prison and was out in 6 months. I never liked to hear folks call him crazy. My father says he couldn't help how he was. What I know about my father tells me why he loves these men, the troubles they ran from and to, stories they lived without learning what they meant, and why he mourns. Each time my father had a choice, he chose the world he already knew, holding still till what he wanted looked like what he had. Kindred Spirit, a poem by Carrie Shippers from her collection Family Resemblances, published by University of New Mexico Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Home Advisor, matching homeowners with background-checked professionals for home projects from minor repairs to major remodels. See homeowners' reviews, compare prices, and book appointments at homeadvisor.com. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.